This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After nearly 4 months of demonstrations against his regime, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has, according to multiple news agencies, decided to resign. The 75-year-old ruler will step down, and consultations are underway to form a transitional council. That's according to both the Associated Press and Reuters. Thousands of residents of Khartoum poured into the streets of the Sudanese capital and marched to the headquarters of the country's military, where protesters have staged a sit-in since last Saturday. At least 22 people have been killed in clashes with security forces, according to activists. There are reports that army vehicles carrying troops have surrounded the presidential palace, which is on the grounds of the military headquarters. Britain has been given more time to exit the European Union. AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
At an emergency summit in Brussels, EU leaders agreed to delay Brexit until October 31st. EU Council President Donald Tusk.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says the extension allows an early out for the UK.
If we're able to pass a deal in the first 3 weeks of May, we will not have to take part in European elections and will officially leave the EU on Saturday, the 1st of June.
But so far, May has tried and failed three times to get approval from the UK Parliament for her Brexit deal. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Donald Trump says more troops will be needed to be sent to the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are illegally entering the United States. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan asked by reporters earlier in the day about a possible multi-year deployment of troops to the border, responded saying he had been speaking at length about that with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a fifth term in power, as his main rival Benny Gantz acknowledged he would not be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Polls open Thursday in India and the world's biggest general election that will determine the fate of incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As many as 900 million of India's 1.3 billion citizens are eligible to vote in the election, which will be scattered over the course of 6 weeks in the world's most populous democracy. About 142 million people will cast ballots in the opening phase. While favored to win, Modi and his party have faced growing discontent in rural districts due to plunging farm incomes and rising sectarian violence by cow vigilantes targeting Muslims, as cows are holy for Hindus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the fighting that erupted last week between Libyan political rivals for control of the capital, Tripoli. Guterres visited Libya last week, just hours after he departed the country. Forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar advanced from their positions in the east on Tripoli, which is controlled by the UN-backed Presidential Council and Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Guterres met with both men during his mission. The risk of being kidnapped or taken hostage is being added to the U.S. travel advisories issued by the State Department. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The State Department usually warns travelers about things like crime, civil unrest, and potential for terrorism. But now they've added something new, a K indicator for the potential to be kidnapped. It's been issued for 35 countries. The new designation comes after the release of a California woman who had been held for a week after being kidnapped by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. Among the countries making the initial list, Afghanistan, Mexico, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Uganda. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.